This is insane. So we just voted overwhelmingly for $30 car tabs, which, unless Dow Constantine and Jenny Durkin and the one announced today, the Washington Association of Cities, unless they're successful in their lawsuit because they want to. And this is one of many reasons I consider Dow and Jenny Durkin to be of, at best, marginal character. Now, I consider it sub-marginal character. They know what the will of the people is. And they want to overturn a statewide $30 car tab vote. The hardworking people of Snohomish County and Pierce County, who are getting taxed through the nose for Sound Transit with no benefit for them. And they're paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year for a benefit that may happen a decade from now. Every family is going to pay tens of thousands of dollars for a benefit that may not happen while they're still alive. And that's why the people of Pierce County, 67%, said yes to $30 tabs. Snohomish County, 61%, said yes. And so Jenny Durkin, Dow Constantine, everybody else, they want to sue the voters and overturn $30 car tabs. Okay, in that overall context and atmosphere, you're not going to believe this. Microsoft, along with government officials, is pulling for a high-speed train still from Vancouver, BC to Portland. And I read the quote from this event they had. Jay Inslee is behind it. They say that it would cost $50 billion. Now, I've told you about high-speed rail. It is slower to get from Seattle to Portland than flying, by far, even if you have to get to the airport a half hour early or 45 minutes or an hour early. Rail is slower. It's way more expensive to buy a ticket on a train than a ticket on Seattle to Portland. And so they are now pushing for $50 billion for high-speed rail. And this is where the Department of Transportation, State Secretary Roger Millar, he said at this event that it would cost $108 billion to add one lane to I-5 in each direction from the Oregon border to the Canadian border. He says, but we can get high-speed rail for half of that, $50 billion. Why would you build an extra lane from the Oregon border to the Canadian border? You need it from Marysville down through, you know, the joint military base, McCord. But you don't need it south of there. Hey, Olympia gets jammed up, Centralia, Chehalis gets jammed up once in a while. But no, nobody's saying build an extra lane. You don't need it north of Marysville all the way to the Canadian border. So he's tossing out this $108 billion number, apparently to justify in some way that high-speed rail would be half that cost. But what a red herring. Nobody has suggested building an extra lane of I-5 from Vancouver to Portland. So they want to spend $50 billion of your and my dollars on this.